As we sit here together in meditation, I'm going to take us a little deeper into letting go of attachment to the outcome of our prayers or the outcome of situations. It's always fine to ask for what we want in real life or as we're communing with the divine. It's fine to ask ourselves for what we really want. And then something happens. And what happens is actually out of our control. It's grace. It's what the universe provides for us. And of course, there are moments when we want things to work out a certain way. It's just natural that that would occur at some time or some place for everyone. And as we let go of that attachment for something to work out in a specific way, what we're doing is we're gaining faith. We're gaining faith that the universe is acting on our behalf. We're gaining faith that somehow whatever circumstance has something in it that will benefit each of us personally. Which I know is very, very scary to consider because there are many scary things that happen in this world. And even inside of us with various forms of sickness or aging. But this faith in the unfolding universe as it is, this is where we get to know who we truly are, our true nature. Deep, deep inside and all through us, each of us, every one of us. Made up of the holy matter of the universe. As we pray and ask for what we need, we're getting clear. We're gaining clarity. We're moving forward in our personal power to ask for help, to move forward in a good way, to be with the beauty of life just as it is. And then inevitably something happens in or around us. And our engagement with that happening can always be filled with light, can always be filled with faith, can always be filled with an open curiosity, like, huh, I wonder how this is going to work out. No matter what happens around us, who we are inside is always the same. Who we truly are is safe. Our bodies are not always safe. Our world around us is not always safe. Relationships are not always safe. But who we each truly are is always safe. There's power in this safety, in this deep internal, true, secure safety, because it supports us in acting with courage, it supports us in being with ourselves and in our relationships and with the world in a good way, in a dharmic way, a way that is in alignment with life. Life for each of us and life for all of us. And that kind of acting with life is contagious in a beautifully powerful way. And if we don't know this to be true on a personal level, we can practice having faith. Faith is belief pending understanding. Meaning we have faith when we don't really understand, and that's okay. That's how it is designed. But we might understand one day. And in the meantime, we can have faith. Faith that finding our inner voice, that asking for and offering light is of benefit to all beings. And then we can watch in marvel how the universe unfolds with more light. Because we can see it. When we point ourselves in the direction of more light, we see more light because it's there. And we're opening up to it. We're becoming willing to see the light that already exists. The light that lights up this universe is light. It's self-effulgent light, self-illuminating light. It is the light that lights up, the kind of light that comes and goes, and it is the light that lights up the darkness that also comes and goes. We can see the darkness in us and around us because there's light to see it. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to see that which is dark. As we bring light to tough situations or difficult circumstances, We're simply bringing ourselves to those things. We're bringing consciousness to whatever is challenging. And that consciousness brings about a gentle unfolding or a quick, clear, direct unfoldment that inevitably is kind and helpful and useful in support of life and more light. As we sit here together in meditation, we can bring light to whatever is challenging. We can just experiment and see what happens. And in the experimentation, what we're doing is we're remaining curious. And as we remain curious, we get to see what happens. There's a natural process of letting go as we stay curious because we're interested in what is beyond our control. Like a butterfly coming out of its cocoon. How does that happen? We want to see. It's interesting. And life is the same way. I want this situation or circumstance to get better. But how is it going to get better? What is going to happen? I'm going to stay curious and watch and offer more and more awareness and kindness and compassion. And there's strength in that. There's power in that. There's power in my offering of light. And the outcome becomes less of a concern because there's faith. Gentle faith. Awareness of curiosity. Patience. How is this going to unfold? As we sit and watch ourselves in our own meditative process, we can simply breathe and offer more light and see what happens. What happens when I stay in the power of light? What happens when I let go of what this may mean or what may come next? What happens when I offer more light and practice sitting in the seat of faith, naturally curious, infinitely open, ready for whatever may come. What happens when I breathe and continue to offer more light, no matter what? As we breathe and sit with our own inner light and all of the light that surrounds us, I invite you to continue to notice what happens for you, just as you are. What happens for you as you breathe and notice the light that exists?